What impresses you about the way Adrian has been able to come back this year after a year off and do what he's doing at age 30?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just the same Adrian that we've seen, that I've seen since I've been here. You know, a year off or not, he looks like he hasn't, you know, missed a beat. He's running hard. He's running strong. And, you know, I think that's what we're accustomed to seeing, whether it's coming off a knee injury or, you know, a year off. I mean, he's a special back, you know, obviously, arguably one of the best in the league. So, you know, we should have our hands full this week, especially the manner in which they run their offense. So, should be a good, you know, a good test. We'll see how it goes.
Well, you've seen just about all the great backs in your time. Is he the hardest to bring down and slow down?
Yeah, he's, you know, I'd probably say he's, you know, the best back that I've played against. You know, there's some very good ones in the league right now, but just overall, body of work and what he's capable of doing, not only between the tackles but on the outside too. You know, he presents a problem for defenses, but you know, that's what makes it kind of special playing against special athletes is you know, simply the fact that you get that opportunity. So, you know, that's me personally, but yeah, I feel you know, he's probably the best back in the league.
How do you get Bridgewater uncomfortable? Because they haven't asked him to do a whole lot, and he's been comfortable doing what they've asked him to do.
You know, we got to put pressure on them. I mean, I say this every week, but we got to stop the run, especially on the games in which we've come up short. You know, we've had aside from last week, you know, we've had a tough time stopping the run, and the quarterbacks have been comfortable back there when we try and, you know, mix in the pressure along with being able to stop the run. So, you know, if we have any success at stopping the run, then we need to apply pressure, get them off the spot, make them uncomfortable. You looked at last year, obviously they didn't have Adrian out there, but got him off the spot a few times. He threw a few errant passes that we took advantage of, and ultimately that was the difference in the game, which was a close game. So don't expect it to be any different this year. But, you know, obviously with a better back in there, we're going to have our hands full in that regards.
Looking at the film, does Teddy look a lot better this year? I know the last five games after you saw him last year, he was a 70% passer. It looks like he's a little more confident, even though he doesn't have maybe the touchdown problem.
Yeah, I mean, he's in his, second season now? So, obviously, he's improved in that regards. I'm sure he's more comfortable sitting in the pocket, does a good job, you know, with the play count, play calling. And it looks like he's making smart decisions, which I think is, you know, with the manner in which they're running their offense, which is obviously a run-first, you know, type mentality, old-school type of football that, you know, you can't make mistakes, and he's doing a good job of, you know, not throwing bad passes, throwing the surefire passes, as well as scrambling when they need a few yards or a first down. So, yeah, he's doing a good job in that regards.
Did the ankle give you any issues last game, and how was it this week?
It's all right. It's getting better. I mean, yeah, you know, I'm sure as you guys can see, it's you know, part of the deal, trying to battle through that. But, you know, hopefully it's that much better than it was last week, which was, you know, 100 times better than it was against Carolina. So hopefully that's the case. We just keep trending forward. But, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, probably one of those things that's going to linger around for a little while longer. But, you know, just got to keep fighting through it, battling through it, hopefully get through these next 2 weeks, 3 weeks, you know, unscathed without any, you know, re-aggravating or anything. But it's coming along just very slowly.
You guys have played good run defense the last 2 weeks. Have you taken anything out of that, or is Adrian Peterson just kind of pulled that stuff off the window?
You know, it's not something we think about as far as going in the game, that we play great run defense, because each game is different, each running back is different. But, you know, this is the type of game where, you know, you have to be sound as far as, you know, you obviously have to play fast. Everybody needs to swarm to the ball, but he does a good job of, you know, popping the ball in any gap, especially when you don't think it's coming back your side. I know from playing on the outside for a number of years, he does a real good job of really testing a defense. And you see from games, you know, he'll have a 1-2 yard gain, a negative gain, and then, you know, eventually pop one for 40, 50, 80 yards at a time. So I think that's where he really, you know, kills you on offense. So we just got to, you know, we got to play smart through four quarters. That's really what it comes down to. And obviously we need all hats on the ball. He's a you know, a special athlete, as I've said, but, you know, we just need to play smart. We can't do too much.
Did you think the year away would have slowed him down, or, I mean, it doesn't look like it's affected him at all?
Nah, I mean, the guy came back after a knee injury and almost broke the rushing record. So he's a special athlete. There's no doubt about that. You know, I was saying, I didn't miss him last year. You know, so, but yeah, he looks to be the same, you know, same old AP. So like I said, it should be, you know, it's always fun playing against guys of his caliber, and hopefully it's us coming out on top.
For a guy that lost a little bit of playing time in the previous 2 weeks, it looked like Nate responded really well and turned in one of his better games. What did you like about the way he played against Detroit?
Well, I think he responded to, you know, I don't know if you want to call it a benching, but the fact that, you know, Jake went in there and finished that Carolina Panthers game, especially when we came out so, you know, flat and gave up a few too many yards, especially early on defense. So for him to come out there and, you know, kind of play fast with a little emotion, I think he was, you know, happy with the way in which he responded. So we just need that each and every week moving forward and continuing for not only him but the whole group to get better. So it was good to see, though. Well, you know, obviously, you know, we were in need of a DB, especially after losing Tremont last year, and you know, where we were at depth wise, the house as well. So, but the way, you know, you look at early in the year with a lot of the rookies that have to start, and you know, there's a big learning curve, and you know, I'm sure. I'm not really sure what his playing time is, but, you know, whenever you look out there, especially as of late in the fourth quarter, he's been able to force a few interceptions as well as make a few plays. So he's done some real good stuff, you know, throughout this past month. But, you know, as with all rookies, you know, we ask him to keep progressing and staying with it because it's a long season. And, you know, hopefully he just keeps building upon the success that he's had thus far.
Dance in front of the line, and then all of a sudden breaks out to the outside. Is that really, I mean, how does the outside guy, if you're like an outside linebacker, how do you play something like that?
It's easy. It's real easy because, you know, when you're young and I saw, you know, 52 for Oakland actually make the mistake because you want to be aggressive, you want to go get to the ball, but in a way you got to kind of take yourself out of the play by putting yourself in the play. I know there's many times where I just kind of hung on to a tight end, you know, doing my job where you're not really involved with the play. Next thing you know, he bounces it outside and you're there to make the tackle, which is huge because, you know, if you get a little too over aggressive, you try and fall back, he'll pop that. And, you know, if there's not a corner out there or which is already a mismatch, then, you know, he can really make you pay. And that's what I say, we need to play smarter. You know, we're not asking guys to do too much, just play gap sound. And, you know, for an outside guy, it's pretty easy. Just stay on the outside. But, you know, you might not be involved in a lot of plays, but eventually when he does decide to bounce it, that's the big play you need to make.
Appleton paints their snowplows for their every year. The winning snowplow was Clay Matthews for Predator Arms Outstretched. Right. Did you see that?
I did, yeah. We just need to make sure it doesn't break down, you know, for this winter coming up. Keep it up and running, well greased up. So hopefully they're resting it right now, making sure it's ready on, you know, when it starts snowing. Very similar to myself.
You nicknamed the snowplow. We'll just
okay, yeah.